the 10 Sudanese civil society groups and media institutions that have teamed up to monitor the Sudan's peace implementation say they want to keep an eye on the parties responsible for implementing the Juba Agreement. Asad Al-Tahir, one of the leaders of the monitoring group, says parties to the deal should not be left alone during this implementation period. Al-Tahir says the decisions or actions of the parties to the agreement should be transparent.
We would like to see into it that parties are able to establish the principles of transparency during the implementation period. The implementation process should be brought to the public opinion. Our belief is that any transparency during this period would help in restoring lasting peace and stability in the country.
On October 3rd, the Sudanese government and the umbrella of 9 rebel groups signed a peace agreement in Juba, South Sudan, silencing guns in parts of Blue Nile, southern Kordofan, and Darfur. Al-Tahir says his monitoring group connects local communities with the parties that signed the agreement.
They need to have a say in any fateful decisions that are connected to war and peace in the country. We will be working in establishing facts about the implementation process and to look at the gains of the agreement.
Al-Tahir says he believes that it is the right of Sudanese to understand key provisions of the peace deal. He says the group will train local communities, especially those in war-affected areas, to be involved in the monitoring process.
They will be trained to understand the provision of the agreement so that they will be able to properly monitor the implementation process.
Ask whether the group will only monitor the peace implementation or the whole transitional period in the country, Al-Tahir says the success of the transitional period is connected to the implementation of lasting peace in the country.
Whole transition period is aimed at achieving a total democratic transformation in Sudan, but that cannot be achieved without lasting peace and stability in the country. So by monitoring the peace implementation process and ensuring that its provisions are fully implemented, we will be contributing to monitor the whole transitional period in Sudan.
Consultations are underway for the nomination of 3 more members to the Sovereign Council and 6 candidates for cabinet positions. The Peace Monitoring Group is calling on the parties to immediately establish a legislative council to provide oversight to the executive branch of the government during the transitional period. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.